from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Angela Merkel has won a fourth term as Germany's chancellor in a federal election, but her ruling Christian Democrats got a lower share of the vote than predicted, and Germany's far-right populists surged, getting a bigger vote than most pollsters forecast. Exit data suggested the far-right Germany party grabbed more than 13% of the national vote. It's the first time that openly nationalists have entered the German parliament since the Nazi era, marking a sharp departure for a country that has limited political speech and is wary of any dramatic expressions of nationalism. The party's leader tweeted that Germany has experienced an incomparable political earthquake. At the party's headquarters, supporters chanted, "We are going to take this country back." Dozens of players, coaches, and owners throughout the National Football League defied the American President Donald Trump on Sunday by kneeling and linking arms in solidarity instead of standing when the national anthem was played at the beginning of their games. The Associated Press reported that more than 130 pro football players took part in protests during their game Sunday, compared to six last week. Trump has said the National Football League should fire any player who takes part in such protests. The league has criticized the president's comments, calling them divisive, and said he exhibited a lack of respect for the athletes involved, many of whom are black. This is VOA News.